Good morning, everybody. This morning I wanted to focus on the word change, not as in change from dollar bills, but changes in life. I don't know why the word has been kind of resonating with me lately, and it's made me think about a lot of things. Usually October is my month of reflection for the last year, and I start to think about all the things that have changed in my life and what I want to change for the future. For whatever reason, it's resonating with me now. I don't know, because it's my, just had a birthday maybe, I don't know. But anyways, I thought, you know, had a lot of change in my life when I was a kid. We moved a lot. I never lived anywhere longer than probably a year and a half, maybe 2 years. It wasn't always a different town, but it was a different house, different neighborhood, sometimes a different school, which brought forth a lot of change for me specifically. You know, all new friends. You lose sometimes, you know, half the other side of town is a whole new friend group. When you're little, you don't really have a choice. You don't get to just drive across town and hang out with who you want. So that was a lot of change. And then I got older and I relocated from Southern California to here when I was 15. And man, was that a change. That was really different. Language, things that we said, slang that we used, everything was very different. And so it took me some time to settle in and make new friends again. At that age was not fun, by the way. But now those people have become some of my best friends in all the world. And I've known them for practically 25 years now. And we're pretty much like sisters, and we get each other through everything. So that was actually a good change that I didn't understand at the time. And then, you know, you go through relationship changes and family changes, life changes. Recently, August was a year ago, I think, yeah, and that I had my best friend and my godson come and live with me. So it was just me in this 3-bedroom house all by myself, loving it, right? And then I have a 7-year-old, well, 6 at the time, 6-year-old and another person in the house. Changes a lot of things, changes the bills, changes how much food's in the fridge, it changes if you get to sleep in or wake up early to a 6-year-old watching TV. All kinds of change happens. And then there's this different kind of change in my life that I wanted to talk about that probably is a part of your life as well, which is the change that Jesus brings into our heart and our life. I'm not going to cry. Okay. So I feel like there's been so many seasons to my relationship with God, just like there's been seasons in my life. And when I first started actually dedicating myself to wanting to spend quality time with Jesus and start to have small group time and come to church regularly, it was when LifeSpring started, actually. For those of you that don't know, this is my first church ever. I visited maybe once here, once there, but this is actually my first church. And so initially, I remember meeting Bruce and telling him, I'm ready. So where's church? He's all, well, we just moved here, so we're not there yet. We don't have a place to meet, but we could start a small group, you know, as soon as we get some stuff going. So I started that, and I really slowly, easily in the beginning started to feel myself change in the way that I thought about other people because of small group, actually, because people that I thought that I had an idea of how they were and how they lived came and they started talking and opening their hearts and sharing things about how they felt about Jesus and their family. And they were real and they were saying things that made sense to me that I was like, wow, stupid judgment, right? I had my own stuff going on. And then I realized how great they were. And so then time goes by and I remember, I don't know what day it was, but I do remember the feeling of the first time I woke up and I realized I was singing a Christian song. And I was like, what? That was weird. I don't do that very often. So I actually had to tell people, like, I was excited because I never really thought about even how much I listened to Christian music at that point or where I learned it all from. And all of a sudden it was just stuck there. Like first thing in the morning, that means I was dreaming about it or something, right? And now That's all I listen to. It's very rare that I change my station to secular music and listen to other things. When I'm studying at my house or hanging out making food, I listen to Christian music all around me on my TV. And it changes how I feel. It changes my mood. It helps me to feel centered. And so the last thing about change that I want to bring up was last October, on the 3rd of October, to be exact, at work, I was engaged in a behavior with a client. I work at a day program for adults with developmental disabilities and behavioral issues. And we had a gentleman who was engaging in self-injurious behavior, and he was banging his forehead against a cabinet very hard, and I was concerned for his safety. And so I put my arm out to put a barrier between him and the wall, and I asked him to please step away to go have a seat. Well, I interrupted his plan, and he wasn't finished engaging in the behavior, and he headbutted me in my mouth, and I lost my three front teeth. I was in shock immediately, right? Like, oh my gosh, what just happened? Is that my teeth in my mouth? Did that just happen? And so I took a break, and, you know, things happen. I go to the dentist. I have partials now. I'm waiting on things, and I'm getting implants and all of that. But I didn't realize how much change that would bring to my everyday eating and the way that I speak. You know, when I sleep at night, I get to say I take my teeth out. Like, I thought I'd have to say that at 41, right? And, you know, you don't realize I can't eat a slice of pizza, which is I can't take a bite of a sandwich. Everything's knife and fork. And I forget, like, I was driving to go down south, and I went through the drive-thru and I ordered a spicy chicken sandwich or whatever. And I was like, yeah, this is going to be fun while I drive. And so it was just change. And sometimes you don't realize the change that's happening within you, and until you just have an aha moment or you have that feeling of peace. And, you know, God changes all the time with us. He changes us all the time. And Jesus works within us to help us to change our outlook, to change who we are. And what he did on the cross changed everything for everybody. And because of that, we get to have a different gateway to God. We get to have a different way of thinking about our life, a different way of praying to God, and a different way of relating to him and with him. And so I just ask that you would please join me in this meal in embracing change with me this morning.